This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crazy, do the mambo like a crazy with a mambo. Don't want a talent that I mambo. No more than mozzarella, mambo. Mambo Italiano, try an enchilada with the fish baccala. And
so I thought I would try something a little bit different here. We start off on a fun note, sliding into the weekend. It's pizza time for a lot of us. It's pizza time for me, I just got to tell you. I'm always trying to be really good during the week, but guess what, guys? When the pies come, that's it, man. My eyes light up. It's about the pizza. Kate Delaney's my name. Thanks so much for hanging with us. Pizza is one of the world's most popular foods. In the United States, 350 slices, did you know this, are eaten every second. I want you to think about that for a second. 350 slices are eaten every second. 40% of Americans eat pizza at least once a week. Are you a pizza eater? It's crazy. Is pizza more popular than other fast foods too, like hamburgers? It's second to, for Americans, to hamburgers. Is it the most popular food in the world? One of them. If you look at the world, people consume around 5 billion pizzas, and that says something. So it is popular, right? Easy to make, cheap, that whole kind of thing. And every pizza is not created equal. I know you have your own favorite pizza. Some people like deep dish. Some people like thin crust. Some people can take a frozen pizza. I can't. I got to have, like, the real thing. So thanks to Rosemary Clooney. I was listening to that song today. I love to eat pizza once a week. I'm right in that category with the rest of you Americans who do the same thing. And we're heading into pizza eating time because it's the weekend. Major League Baseball's starting again. Perhaps you catch a game. You're watching on the tube. You're sitting on the couch and you're having a couple of slices. There's a lot of slices of life that are going on that we're going to talk about. It's interesting because you look at what is happening in the Ukraine, and now you have Russia crying out, poor us, there are soldiers, too many soldiers are dying. It's like, what, do you see the mass murder that's being committed in the Ukraine? I doubt very many people are going to feel sadness for the Russian soldiers. So that's not going to work. And in the meantime, Ketanji Brown Jackson is in a historic vote. Our next Supreme Court justice, the first black woman in history to sit on the high court. There were some Republicans that said yay to this. They voted. And the confirmation hearings were, I think, very civil. And that's something we're not necessarily used to. Think of what happened with Brett Kavanaugh, how cantankerous it was. It was almost like NBC's old must-see TV because it was fire and brimstone and lots of craziness. In this case, it wasn't like that. It does bring up something that I did on this show. I asked all of you to participate in a really quick turnaround unofficial survey or poll of should there be limits on the Supreme Court justice's time on the bench. It's a lifetime appointment right now. Overwhelmingly, this audience said yes to lifetime appointments. Yes to lifetime appointments, because I figured you'd be like me. And you think, meh, we need some fresh meat in there. And then all this complaining about being lopsided or ridiculous rulings. Nobody's going to be pleased with everything, but it's the highest court in the land, so I like the idea of limitations. A lot would have to change, and it's doubtful it would. There has been a push in the past for this, and it hasn't gone really anywhere. So at this point, it's about celebrating for her because it's going to be at least a couple of months before she is sworn in. Justice Stephen Breyer will retire and step down, and then that's when she will sit on the bench officially. So it's not about sitting down for the poor people in the Ukraine. It's about getting out of the way of horrible things that are happening where there is torture, there is rape. This is being reported widely. It's not fake news. There's photographic evidence and video of it. The Russians are saying that it is not, it's not them. But of course they are. That's the propaganda. So when you look at some of these towns, it's scorched earth. The tactics are deliberate. They're trying to gain control. And I guess, well, if we have to go up to people and shoot them in the head, tie them up, do whatever we have to do, burn them alive, that's what we're going to do. And seeing those bodies and seeing children in the middle of that, I think was too much for so many people. So swift and fast, the reaction of the world, more and more sanctions. And when you hear the word sanctions, you think, yeah, sanctions. But really, some of these sanctions are hard hitting. They're being isolated, the Russians, and it's starving them in a sense economically. So at some point, does Putin decide that he's going to continue this need for fortifying the Baltics, for grabbing up more land, or does ultimately Russia back off? I think it'll take a lot for Putin to decide he's going to back out of it, but maybe it happens. At this point, the Ukraine is doing a good job of defending its capital city of Kyiv and getting lots of aid from other people in the world. That's the good news. But at some point, something's got to give. I don't think this is the 10-year war. I don't think this goes on for more than a decade. But how long does it go on? You know, we're talking a couple of months now, and we'll be heading into territory where it's, you know, 3 months, and that's a whole different story now, isn't it? All right, hats off to the Fox News reporter, Benjamin Hall. He was seriously, good reporter, he was seriously wounded. He was shot outside of Kyiv. He was reporting on the war in the Ukraine. He said now he's feeling pretty damn lucky to be alive. He lost limbs. I mean, this is pretty much what happened to him. One hand was being put back together. One eye doesn't work. His hearing, not so good. Not so good. He's got an eye patch over his left eye. And he was traveling inside of a car. And this was back on March 15th with a cameraman and a friend and a Ukrainian fixer, a journalist, when the Russian troops started opening fire on the car. And two people died of their wounds. He was evacuated out of the country and then was transported to a hospital in Texas. He underwent several surgeries for his injuries. And he, you know, he said he feels, as I said, lucky to be alive. I mean, he lost half a leg on one side, a foot on the other. I mentioned the hand already, the eye, hearing, while reporting in the Ukraine. And if you look at Benjamin Hall, if you've ever seen him, he was doing a good job of doing these live shots. He was talking about, you know, what Putin could stop the war, that the Pentagon was saying that. And you got used to seeing him. And, wow, the people that he traveled with, those colleagues, he had traveled with them to other parts of the world, and he worked with them for some time. So that is terrible, terrible news. All right, guess what time it is? It's time to head to the mailbag and get your thoughts on everything that's happening around the world and right here in this country next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
You have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Bada-bing, bada-boom.
Don't swing nothing, don't need it.
All right, so here we go. We are in the mailroom. Thank you, all of you, for sending me your thoughts. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Let's go to this one. This is from Al. He is listening to us in Stamford, Connecticut on 1490 AM, he says. Kate, I catch the show whenever I am awake and coherently listening to what you're saying, and I'm glad for the Ukrainian updates. I think the massacre of so many people now, especially the torturous things that are happening, has put Putin completely out of his mind and displaced, and somebody who is now a vile figure for anybody who could have possibly felt anything for Putin. I hope they are seeing him for the man he truly is, and it is not a humanitarian man. He didn't go in and try to eliminate the president, try to just steal the land. He is now taking the people. He is torturing, raping, his soldiers are doing whatever they can, and this is becoming an absolutely outlandish, outrageous, whatever word you want to use, situation. I hope that the people in the Ukraine, as many as possible, scramble to safety. All right, of course, that's right. We talk about that every night, right, every show. It's got to be part of the conversation. It affects us. It affects us on the human level. You know, I am proud to be an American, and I think deep down, because I like to believe the best in people, everybody is not a saint. We all have moments, but I have met some incredible people in every single sector of the United States, every different accent, anything you can imagine. And I always seem to meet some really good-hearted people that want to do the right things for others and have a very serious sense of what's right and wrong when it comes to being human. So any of us who have a pulse and feel that way can't think that this is, whatever. That's over there. It's not over there, and it's affecting us. It's affecting us financially, so, and in other ways, too. All right, how about this one? This one is from Bad Brad. All right, Bad Brad. He's listening to us in Tucson on KVOI. That's 10:30 a.m. And Bad Brad says, Delaney, I thought of you as I was catching a few glimpses of Tiger Woods' performance at the Masters. I couldn't watch a lot of it because I was working, but, you know, that work-from-home thing does give us a chance to kind of sneak in a look-see or two. And I have to say, I mean, at times I think Tiger has been a spoiled brat. There's no question, though, he is one talented mofo, you know what I'm saying, in a good way. And it's exciting to watch this, where he almost lost a leg, and there he is. The magic is back. One under, and certainly he's in the hunt to make the cut on Friday, and he's just four strokes off the lead. So I would say keep on watching, because he may surprise a few people. It would be wild if he won the Masters. That would just be insane. Anything's possible. You know the game of golf. I know the game of golf. And fates and fortunes change from the front nine to the back nine and everything in between. Yeah, I agree with you, Bad Brad. I'm a fan of the great game of golf, too. And you're right, fortunes change. He's, you know what the thing is about Tiger Woods is, he has the undeniable thing that so many people in sports don't have and so many other people do have. And what is that? It is that unquenchable thirst to be the best, to just hone in, focus, do what you have to do, and block out all the other nonsense and play the game. And he knows how to play the game. I mean, he's talented, let's face it. So a 1-under-71, that's pretty sweet. We move to Melissa. And Melissa says, hey, Kate, I look at what's going on in the world today, and I really fear for all of us that, let's hope, there is no COVID that comes back our way. I still can't believe what the last 2 years were like. I still can't believe what the beginning of this year was like with that stupid Omicron. And when you hear about this next variation, it does make you wonder that the walls have come down. People are out and about, but still people are getting COVID-19. Let's hope we don't have serious versions of it and we keep people alive and healthy and we can resume whatever kind of a life that we want to resume. Hear, hear. Yeah. You know, it's changed our world in an incredible way. I mean, of all the things that can happen, right, is it possible that we could have a pandemic? Of course. People were thinking about Ebola. But did we think we were going to get smacked with it when it happened? No. 2020 was the year that people were going to rock it. Oh, the 20s. Oh, it's going to be incredible. And that changed, didn't it? And it changed dramatically for all of us in some way. There's no doubt about that. So it's interesting because what's happening now is there's the FDA is debating coronavirus boosters for the fall. And there aren't really any solid answers on this. You know, they're outlining kind of long-term strategies. How do you get people to want to get a booster shot against the coronavirus? Because we're still uncertain about future variants. And there is a window that's closing for any kind of a fall push for a campaign for vaccination. I mean, and how many people listening to the show would go and get another booster? What is the approach? Is it needed? What is the criteria? Is it needed to get another booster of Pfizer-BioNTech or Moderna vaccines? Because they were made available if you were 50. I think if you're 50 and older, and probably if you were 50 and older, right, but there's places you could get it. But if you were immunocompromised person, absolutely you could have gotten it. But will the general population want to do that? And is it necessary? Is it necessary? That's the thing. People want to know, is it necessary? So there are studies that are going on. And what are these variants like? How strong is the variants? How strong is it, the it'll knock you out thing? So, you know, it's different. You've got Paul Offit. He's a vaccine expert at Children's Hospital in Philadelphia, and he says that the federal authorities should be directing the strategy on boosters. That why should companies dictate the conversation? Like, you hear that a company has an Omicron-specific vaccine, but what's their motivation? Of course, to get people to get vaccines. But should it come from them, what is what he says. He says it has to come from the doctors. It has to come from the scientists. I agree with that. I mean, they're never going to get agreement across the board on this. Never. Ever, 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 ever. But let's hear as much as we can. Why not? Ugh. And the last thing we want is any kind of an outbreak. Big outbreak. No. No, 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 no. Because I think the world is burned out. The U.S. is burned out. I know you're all burned out. I get the emails from you. You're burned out. But still, at the same time, it's interesting because some of you don't want to go back to work. You like working from home, right? You got used to that, or what I call WFA, work from anywhere. You can work from anywhere. And there was something to that. Yeah, something to wear in shorts and just a nice top, right? I got a Zoom. I got all my cool, comfortable, you know, khaki shorts and my flops or whatever. And not having to drive, not having to burn up that gas, not having to put that time in. I mean, there's the yin and yang of not working in an office and then working at home. Because what does that do socialization-wise? That would be my question. All right, one more. We'll take this one. This one is from Leslie, who says, yay, Major League Baseball is back. It might be a little fragile, and I think some egos were bruised, Kate, but they made the right decision because there's too much competition in the sports world for too many different eyeballs, and not coming back with baseball and pushing it off and having it be delayed for who knows months would have been something that would have been crippling, I think, to the great grand old game. And I hope that in the future there are smoother and more equitable collective bargaining agreements between the players and the owners. Well, you said it all. It is fragile. Returning was something they had to do. I mean, look, it lasted 99 days, and it pushed the season back a week. Just a week. It could have been worse than that. I mean, people were marking them off, writing them off. So the good news is that baseball is back. A lot of people going to opening day games, as we had opening day games already, and then some of them on Friday. Hang with us.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has voted to confirm the first black woman nominated to the Supreme Court. Ketanji Brown Jackson will be the 116th justice in the High Court. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
At every step of her upbringing and career, Ketanji Brown Jackson ranked among the highest of achievers.
The vote was 53-47. Three Republicans joined the Democrats to confirm her. Vice President Kamala Harris presided over the vote.
On this vote, the yeas are 53, the nays are 47, and this nomination is confirmed.
Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky has thanked President Biden after the U.S. chose to ban Russian oil imports. Russia has also been kicked off the U.N. Human Rights Council for human rights violations in Ukraine. This is USA Radio News. Forecasters say it's going to be a roller coaster ride of weather this weekend in the east, with conditions changing from winter to spring. By this weekend, a cold start is expected to go across the Great Lakes and the northeast. The cold air will progress into the south, where major cities like Raleigh and Savannah will record temperatures about 20 degrees below normal. By Monday, they say it will return to spring, with warmer temperatures pushing eastward. The warm surge will continue on through Tuesday and Wednesday. An island-wide power outage still has a majority of Puerto Rico without electricity. The outage happened late on Wednesday night, and the exact cause still remains under investigation. The island's utility provider, Luma Energy, said in a statement there was a fire at the Costa Sur power plant. Luma said they didn't have an estimate when the power would be fully restored. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Well, our next guest, you're going to love her. I do. She's very funny. It's not funny what happened to her, and we have something in common, and I'll tell you about it in a second. Nora Burns is in our virtual green room. She's the founder of Leadership Experts. Think about this. She's got such a cool thing that she does for companies and associations. It's all about shifting perspectives. And boy, now more than ever do we need this. But can you imagine if you have your car stolen and you have to shift your perspective? I can think of a few other things that are going through your mind at that moment. And because it happened to me, I understand. So Nora, thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, glad to be here.
So tell the listeners the story. What happened to you?
Well, it was this past spring, and I walked out to go to my car to do some errands, and I looked out on the street, and I was like, I could have sworn I parked there. And then I started clicking the little thing on my keys, which is really, it says panic button, but it's really the find your car and a lock button, and started pressing that and walking up and down the street thinking, where did I park? And can't find my own car, and called some neighbors out and said, have you seen my car? And one of my neighbors actually said, no, it's out here. I just saw it at 1 o'clock this afternoon. And this was at 3 o'clock. She's like, I saw it at 1 o'clock. And so we come up and we're walking the thing and it's gone. It is MIA. And I have the weirdest thing that happened, Kate, because all of a sudden I remember that I got a ping on my phone around 2:30, about half an hour earlier, saying that my Discover card had been declined. Now, this wasn't a particular surprise to me at this point in my life, because that card was maxed out. So I kind of figured I had an auto charge on it that I had forgotten about. And I was like, oh, I have to take care of that to make sure that whoever I was supposed to be getting paid got paid, right? And then it all came together when I realized my car was missing, and I remembered that that Discover card was in the center console of my Kia. And that's when I realized, and I went and called Discover. They were amazing. They're like, oh, yeah, it was used at a 7-Eleven or attempted to be used at a 7-Eleven. They looked up the store number. They gave me the address. It was less than a mile from my house that somebody tried to use my card. So I knew that the car had been stolen at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Wow. So the card gets stolen. This happens to you. That's crazy about the card. And very funny, by the way, on the other side of that. But what do you do? You call the cops? You do what?
Yeah. So first of all, as an aside, I think this is a great product idea for Discover. I haven't been able to reach anybody there. Like, there should be just a card that you put in as a decoy so that you have the information on when somebody stole your car. It was very helpful. So I call the police. They tell me they're on backlog. There's not a great surprise. And they're going to follow up with me later in the evening to take a statement. And I call my insurance company and start that whole drill. And then a friend of mine comes over that night and we start driving. We start going looking for my car. And we drove through all like the sketchy motels not too far from my house. That made my neighborhood sound really kind of bad, but like I live on this stretch where probably 5 miles from my house, there's this stretch where there's a couple of these rent by the hour potential places. I don't know that for sure. It's just a story that I tell, but we went and looked at some of those places. We drove in some sketch neighborhoods, clicking the little panic button on my car and following the Tile app, hoping that my Tile app would pop up because there was a tile in the car that had been attached to my dog's harness. So I was hoping I might find it that way. It was going to be a great story for Tile if I found it that way, but c'est la vie, that was not the case.
So then that happens. You're trying to pull it apart. You're figuring this all out. What do they tell you to do? What do? You're carless.
I am carless. And you know, people often think when your car's stolen, they're like, oh, it's fine. The insurance company will cover it. Not that easy, right? And my insurance company was not particularly responsive in the idea of getting me a car right away and then trying to figure out how long I would need a car and all of that. I'm incredibly fortunate that two friends reached out to me that had seen when I posted on social media that my car had been stolen. Like, two friends reach out and say, we've got a spare car you can use. Now, I totally understand this as privilege, because my social circle happens to include people who have a spare car. And for me, talk about shifting perspective, there's so many times in my life that would not have been true, right? That simply wouldn't have been true, and I would have been stuck, very much stuck in my own house. So I was very fortunate. A friend lent me a car the next day, which afforded me to drive up and down these sketch neighborhoods even more, which I did every night when I couldn't sleep. I just go drive the neighborhoods trying to find my own car. I think I may have read a little too much Nancy Drew as a kid. So trying to find my own car and then talking to the insurance company and talking to the police. And then I realized that the 7-Eleven will have cameras. And I called the 7-Eleven and said, hey, do you keep your footage? And they're like, oh yeah, we keep it for, you know, forever, essentially, the clerk said. And I said, come talk to the manager and he'll get you the footage. So I let the police know and I let the insurance company know that. And then the next week I was driving past the 7-Eleven and I thought, I wonder if they've gone to get that footage yet. And I stepped in and the manager was there. I was like, has anybody stopped in to ask about this footage? And they said, no, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I said, could you pull it up? And he was so nice. It turns out he was the owner of that 7-Eleven. And he took me into the back office where there's just this plethora of cameras. And we knew the exact time because the Discover card had pinged. So we pulled up the exact time on the footage and we could bring up an image of the person using my card. And we're able to freeze frame that. I took some, and he was, I said, I can't believe I didn't bring a flash drive. And he's like, do you have your phone? I'm like, oh yeah, yeah. So I just brought up my phone and recorded it onto my device. So we'd have that and then got that to the police. Well, initially, actually, what I did is I posted a screenshot of the guy who was using my card onto a Facebook page for Colorado Stolen Vehicles. There's this whole Facebook community of people in Colorado whose vehicles have been stolen. And under my posting about my car being stolen, I posted this picture of this guy and said, this is the alleged person who stole my car. They're in this picture using my credit card. If you recognize them, please let me know. And the next day, a member of the city of Denver's auto theft task force called me and said, I know that guy. Like, we're after that guy. What else do you have for me? And that's how I got tied to the police for this particular investigation.
Wow. So tell us the outcome. We're riveted by this story. What finally happened? Wow.
So as we fast forward several months, the police were amazing. Because at first I was really annoyed. Like a lot of people when their car's stolen, they're like, oh, the cops don't even care about my car being stolen. It's like, no, the math is bad. Around Denver, there's an average of 517 vehicles stolen every week. That's week, Kate. Week.
Wow.
517 vehicles being stolen every week. The city of Denver has 1,500 sworn officers. 1,500 sworn officers who have to take care of everything from your house getting broken into to a stabbing downtown to traffic control to all of these things. So we have 1,500 sworn officers in Denver PD and then another 1,500 or so in the sheriff's department. But that's bad math for 517 cars. So it's no wonder they couldn't go to the 7-Eleven to pull this footage. Who has that kind of time when that kind of crime is happening? So we fast forward. Denver Task Force is working on this. Kias and Hyundais are getting targeted because they are incredibly easy to steal. Key-operated Kias and Hyundais. So not the fob ones, but if you have a key-operated, not the ones where you do a push button, but where you put a key in, stupid easy to steal, as it turns out. And there was a gang of people that called themselves the Sopranos. Can't make this up. Cannot. I am not that creative. Can't make this up. They call themselves the Sopranos. And 11 people from that gang called the Sopranos were indicted on 91 charges having to do with auto theft and related crime. And my car was part of that case. My vehicle theft was one of those counts. And my financial theft of using my credit card without my permission was one of the other counts. And there's 11 people that are going to get put away for a very long time as a result of the Denver Task Force really focusing on this group of people. So.
Wow, that's an incredible story. And we don't have much time left, but tell us, you got a new car.
I did get a new car, so I definitely want to warn anybody who's driving a Kia or a Hyundai that is key operated. My insurance company told me no less than 3 times this is a known issue, which is my big issue with this, because if it's a known issue and my insurance company didn't tell me, and it's a known issue and Kia and Hyundai haven't fixed it, they're actually adding to the cost of police efforts in cities, right? Because out of those 517 cars, too many of them are Kias and Hyundais. But I have a brand new car. Well, it's new to me. It's a 2017 Mazda CX-5 that I love. Big, big shout out to Mazda. It's a fabulous car. So it ended up well. And now my mission is to inform people who have this car to make sure to protect it, the Kias and the Hyundais, get a club, you know, get a kill switch, protect your car, don't let it be a target.
Love it, love it. If people want to find you, Nora, how can they find you?
They can find me at theleadershipexperts.com, and that's my company's website, and my email address is Nora, N-O-R-A, at theleadershipexperts.com.
Thanks for sharing your story. It was great.
Thank you. And I know you had your car stolen. Anybody else who's had their car stolen, I actually have a whole survey collecting information on what your experience was, because I love me some data. So if you've had your car stolen, reach out. I'll get you the survey.
All right. I love it. I'm filling out the survey right now. She just told me that. I'm filling it out. All right. Thanks, Nora.
Thanks.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com, or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, or by calling 818-965-9113.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Take you to Norway for a conversation with Steinar Cruz. His book is called Ashes to Strength, and this is an incredible adventure. I mean, it's scary, it's intriguing, it's got just a little bit of everything, I mean, honestly. And he's got two more books that follow it up too. It's really a trilogy. And so what a novel. Steinar by trade is a chief engineer. And he makes his living that way on the water, so to speak. So I think he's had a fascinating career, and he certainly loves the Yukon territories. And I think all of this is part of, and his love for reading is part of what went into writing this novel. So Steinar, thanks so much for coming on.
Welcome. You're welcome.
You and I talked about how much you liked reading, that you always read, and especially when you spend so much time on the water. I mean, your whole career has really been in the maritime profession, so to speak, right?
That's correct.
And when you're out on big bodies of water, you do have times, you do have stretches. So did you ever think, as somebody who liked to read, that you would write your own novels?
I will say I never really thought about that. Later on, I started to think about it because, as I told you, I'm a very adventurous person, and I have 10 patents. And I decided to myself, well, I have 10 patents. Now I'm going to write a book.
I love that you have the 10 patents, by the way. So you decide to write this book, and what was the inspiration for the book? I mean, how did, you know, characters sometimes write themselves? You got a powerful character named Niles in this book, and some really terrible dramatic things happen. How did that tale sort of weave itself into your mind?
Well, you know, when you sit there and you are trying to write, you know, things comes into your head, and you say, well, I need a little bit of that, I need a little bit of that, and a little bit of this, you know, and then you, I write one chapter, and then another chapter, and I don't know where I'm going to put it. And then after a while, I had to kind of sew it into wherever I want to put it in.
And so then you put it in this form and tell us, we're not going to give everything away, but tell us about the story and what happens in the story that's just, wow, so horrific that takes your main character down a path that will lead into some of these other books.
Well, the main character is a Norwegian guy. There are a young guy, very adventurous, wanted to go to America, wanted to see his dream. He wanted to go to the Yukon. He wanted to go gold panning. And he went to America, and then he was working for a construction company in Manhattan. And then he was on the toilet, and then he hear a conversation among two people. And, you know, when you are in a toilet or in any places, you know, the sound can go by the water pipe. So he heard something that they were going to do a bad thing to the owner of this company. And he went outside, and he was just standing to see who was in that building at the same time. And from there on, he has been hunted down in Canada. He's been hunted down in Norway. He's been hunted down everywhere. And that's where all the bad things starts to happen to his families and everything else.
Wow. And, you know, the subtitle of the book, Ashes to Strength, which you can get on Amazon, Criminals Never Forget. And when you say criminals never forget, I love that subtitle. What do you mean by that?
It means that these people that understand after a while who went and told the owner and made them to stop the big explosion or fire they were going to do. And they was following him, and they knew who it was. And every time he moved somewhere else, after a while they find out where he was and threaten him in all the way and manners you can think of.
Wow. When people sit down, they hear our conversation, they're intrigued by what we've talked about and the fact that this is a trilogy. What do you hope people take away from reading your novel?
Like I said, I hope they enjoy it, and I hope they think it's a good book, and I hope they will buy my next book.
So on the next book, it's interesting because your two next books took us in two different directions, right? Explain a little bit about the two next books, the trilogy.
Well, one of the book, because this Norwegian guy up in Canada finding all the gold, and also later on find the oil out in the field of Alberta, and so he become very rich. But he had to flee Canada because of all the things that happened to his family because of these other people. So the last thing that happens, you know, the son or the twin brother of the girl, he disappeared. I can't tell you everything because then I tell the story. But it shows that he is still alive, and he starts to look into where his sister and everybody else is. And then these other people, mafias, if you want to call them, they are stealing all the money from this Norwegian guy. And so it goes in two ways. One goes through the money, and one goes through the twin brother.
Wow. So there's a lot of intrigue in this. And like you said, we're being careful not to tell everybody about the book. But I would be remiss to not ask you your greatest adventure, because we started off talking about a lot of the time that you spent on the water and the time that you've had to think about books and the time that you've had to read. For you personally, what's been your greatest adventure?
My greatest adventure, I have a lot. I have had a long life at sea. And I have been known to be, well, like I said, I have 10 patents, and maybe the best patent I have is a seatbelt for pregnant women.
Is that right? So more protection, better?
Well, you know, when you sit as a pregnant woman, you put the seatbelt on, and if you have an impact, the bottom harness will very often come up towards your womb. So I invented a little device that you put around the bottom harness, and then underneath you, the woman's butt, and around the seat. And if you have an impact, the bottom harness will go into your lap instead of up against your womb.
Ah, well, that's wonderful. I hope that gets made, because it would be great to see that when we see some of these tragic accidents that happen.
So it's made, but of course, like everything else in this world, someone else took my idea and they are making it.
Oh, wow. So what an interesting life that you've led. There's no question. We can't wait for the other two books. And this book is called Ashes to Strength, Criminals Never Forget. You can get it. Once again, you can get it on Amazon or Barnes and Noble. And good luck out there on your future adventures on the sea. And thank you so much for joining us on the show.
And thank you again.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.